Hello, it's 15th of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. An upcoming BBC film will provide a disabled actor from Luton with his first opportunity. Rhys Croshaw will appear as an extra in the film Then Barbara Met Alan, a true story recounting the formation of the Direct Action Network. The protest tactics of the organisation founded in 1989 by two cabaret performers, both disabled, led to improved civil rights for the disabled in Britain. Rhys stated, "I was very fortunate to work with director Amit Sharma, who was really cool, a huge opportunity regarding the movement," he said. "I was taken back by what they had to go through. It means an awful lot to me." The film will air on BBC Two on the 21st of March at 9 p.m. David John White of Kempston was recently fined £10,000 by Bedford Borough for the continued storage of items of scrap outside his residence on Hart Road. He received the fine after ignoring multiple planning enforcement notices. Bedford's own Bobby Trahan-Young, who left behind a six-figure income at Microsoft to set up Bobby London, a tech accessory company focused on women, has received national acclaim for her excellence in business. She recently garnered two awards, Simply Small Business Sunday, presented by Dragon's Den Theopophetus at an event in Birmingham, and the Small Business Saturday Award, received at a ceremony in the House of Lords. A Bedfordshire man recently picked up a £1 million prize in the EuroMillions UK Millionaire Maker draw. The identity of the lucky winner, known only as Mr. U, remains unknown. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.